Hey there, slave. Back for more again, aren't you? It looks like blueballing you after working you up so much in the last audio really did a number on you, didn't it? I got you all aroused, submissive, and ready to do whatever it is that I tell you to. You'll do whatever it is that I have in store for you, now more than ever before. I really just want to drill that into you, even more than it was already. Make sure that you totally know how much I completely and totally own you. You got that, slut? It's time to obey your Princess Sunshine, so you'd better get to stroking, slave, and get yourself hooked up on me even more. God, I just love torturing you like this. Getting you so fucking turned on and worked up that you'll do damn near anything just to be able to come. It's such a rush for me. I wonder, how does it feel? Not having control over your own orgasms? How does it feel to know that I'm the one who decides if you get to release? That I'm the one who, if I'm in such a mood, could brutally deny what you so desperately crave and leave you aching for me. From now on, I'm the one who decides if you even get a jerk off, let alone get to come or not. Say it, slave. Come on. Princess Sunshine controls my orgasms. Again. Princess Sunshine controls my orgasms. And again, slave. Princess Sunshine controls my orgasms. God, I just love hearing you say that. That's right. I, your princess, your goddess, have complete and total control over your ability to orgasm. I mean, after all, you are my property. You belong to me. So, like, obviously, I control if and when you get to come. So keep stroking, slave. That's it. Well, I'd say it's about time for another reinforcement exercise, don't you think? How about something easy? I'm going to count you down, and then deny you. And then you're going to thank me for it. Ready? 10, 9, come on, slave, pick up the pace. 8, 7, 6, 5. You go at it like I just might let you come at 1. 4, 3, 2. Nope, no one for you. We both knew you wouldn't get to come this time. So now say it. Say it, slave. Tell me thank you. Say it. Thank you for denying me, princess. Again, thank you for denying me, princess. One more. Thank you for denying me, princess. That's it. What a good little stroker slave you are. All right, now back to edging for me. You're so totally devoted to me that even when I work you up just to deny you, you thank me for it. And you're quite happy to suffer for me, aren't you? All because I make it feel so good. Ooh, I can just tell. You're absolutely ready to burst. Especially after last time when you got denied. But we've only just started. God, I love bossing you about. It's just so easy. Like, I can call you anything I want. Tell you to do whatever I want. And in the end, you'll thank me all the same. Normally it's the guy that does that to the girl, but me being who I am and you being, well, you? Sorry, slave, but you were born to be my slut. I'd be the one choking you out. I'd be the one slapping you around. And I'd be the one putting you in your place. Oh, and you think I didn't know? How you suggested about writing subscripts for me? I know that was just your attempt at being sly and trying to get to be the dominant one. Oh, I know. And there's just no fucking way that will ever happen. Yeah, right. Oh. You're just not meant to be dominant. Sorry, slave, but I will forever be the one in charge here. I make the rules, and you follow like my obedient little bitch. Now, it's time for another countdown exercise. And naturally, I'm going to be denying you, so you had better be grateful. We're gonna start from 30 this time. Don't mess up, or you may never come again. You hear that? 30. 29, 27, oh, no, 28, 27, 26, come on, slave, don't think just because I'm starting from 30 you can go slow, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Faster, slave. I want to see you tug and pull at that thing at the speed of light. 20. 21. 22. Oh, maybe it'd be easier on you if I went the other way. 21. 20. 19. 18, 17, 16. God, you're just so desperate. All it takes is one little denial audio and you're all pent up like this. God, it's kind of pathetic. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. God. You're so desperate. You act like I might actually make it to one at the end of this, but we both know you're just gonna get denied. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, God. Look at that cock. It's changing colors. Oh, poor little you. Not being able to come because I didn't give you permission. Tell me, how does it feel to know that while you're here, throbbing in agony for me, I could go and get myself off right now if I wanted to. But you couldn't. You just have to wait for me to finish and come back. I can just imagine how it must be for you in between each audio. The torture after all the times you've been denied and blueballed. While you're going and doing your thing in the real world, there's a girl out there who you don't even know the first thing about, with total control over your cock. And you'll be so desperate to come that you'll struggle not getting hard at work and other inappropriate places. All because of me. You have to deal with it all because I told you to. I can just picture it now. That cute girl thinks that you're hard over her, when really, it's all because of me. Because I got inside your head and fucked with you so badly that you just can't stop thinking about me. I wasn't joking, you know. Mm-mm. About owning you completely. In heart, mind, body, and soul. No. You are mine. Mine, 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 all mine. And the best part? You've fallen so hard for me that if you break any of the rules I set for you, you'll write down that fact in the very scripts you write for me. And I'll decide how to punish you mid-recording. God, doesn't that just sound great? Wow. I just can't believe how easy it was to do all of this to you. Just from the sound of my voice alone, I fucking ruined you for anyone else. I just push all of those right little buttons for you. In fact, stroking it to my audios and my voice, it's way more fun than any of your boring old ex-girlfriends. Those boring, lame old girls who were submissive to you. Yawn! What a snooze fest! Like, how unsatisfying was that? Oh no. You want me to totally control you. I've taken control of your breath, your ability to jerk off, your ability to orgasm. I've completely taken over your sex life. And don't you ever forget that you belong to me, slut. Slave, submissive, little bitch. That's right. You're my submissive little stroker slave. I wonder what else I could take control of. What else do you even have to offer? I mean, right now, this audio is kind of in your head. So, in a way, my voice has become your very thoughts. See? I meant it when I said I'd become your every single thought. It's just a matter of time. God, I love having so much power over you. Like, you don't even need to use a chastity device to stop yourself from stroking it without permission. You're so totally and helplessly addicted to me. And what I want you to do, that you'll willingly and voluntarily obey me, even when I deny you. That's how much of a weakling you are. You don't even need the restraints, because thanks to my irresistible voice, your mind has become the ultimate restraint. And since I control your mind, I can control you in any way I see fit. I suppose I've worked you up for long enough. 13 minutes is a pretty long time to stroke it without any release. Imagine what it'd be like to go weeks like that. But it's time for this audio's grand finale. But I wonder, will I, your bratty, perfect princess, even allow you the release that you're oh so, so, so desperately aching for? Or will this time be just like last time, when I made you work yourself up right to the edge only to cruelly blueball you like you deserved? Could you imagine that? God, I bet you'd be so fucking horny you'd lose your composure outside of this audio and send me an email just begging me to let you come. But you and I both know I'd only ever let you come to an audio. So you'd just have to wait, like the obedient little slut you are, until I record an audio in which I permit you to come. Oh, guess we'll just have to find out now, won't we? Will I be generous this time? Or... Oh. And you're even more horny and desperate than last time. So, I think I'll be mean and make you hold your breath for me again. Oh, what? You don't like it? Well, tough shit, slut. Do as you're told, you got that? Now then. 20, 19, 18, 17. Could you imagine if I slowed way down? Your face would turn just as blue as those balls of yours. 16, 15, 14. Come on. Pick up the pace there, slut. I don't want to see you slacking on your stroker job. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. God, someone looks desperate. You seem pretty excited for someone who isn't sure whether or not he'll get to come at the end of this. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. That's it, slave. Come on, faster, harder. Really get into it for me. 3, 2. I'll bet you're desperate for a breath. Almost as desperate as you are to come, huh? 1. Come for me, slave. Come on, let it go. Let it all burst out and rush out. I know you're pent up. Wow. God, look at all of that cum. You really were pent up, weren't you? Jesus. I think you've come enough for the next 3 days. How about you? Oh, what are you gonna do? Complain about it? You don't have the right to complain to your goddess, your princess sunshine. I control you, so you have no other choice but to listen. I want you edging to my blue ball audios until next Wednesday. God, what a mess you are. Go get cleaned up, slut.